What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's quick video is teaching Coach Bitch Bill how to cook chicken shawarma so he doesn't suck Big D at the local truck stop in Brisbane, Australia. So a lot of you guys out there been inquiring how I cook chicken shawarma. So I'm going to make a video for a couple of minutes. I'm prepping for a pub later on tonight. So this is a chicken shawarma over here, guys. I season it obviously beforehand, and obviously right now I am cooking it, and might as well bring you along, show you what I'm doing. You know, I know somebody out there, probably Shane, is gonna have some feedback on my cooking method. So here we go, guys. So we're just flipping it over, gonna let it get a little bit hotter, and then I'm gonna start cutting it in probably about 4 or 5 minutes. I'm gonna start cutting it. I'm also gonna season it a little bit more, and I seasoned it with salt, a little bit turmeric, curry's fucking Indians, kamun, shit like that. Smells really good. This is what I use to cut the chicken with. I'm gonna do that in a second. So what I do is that I go like this, and then I cut them into pieces. As you guys can tell, it's still a little bit raw. That's why you give it like 4 or 5 more minutes, and then after 4 or 5 minutes you start, it will get a little bit better cooked, and then just cut them up and boom shakalaka, throw them in the pot over here, call it mission accomplished. So it's about 10:20 now. After this I'm gonna do the lamb, and I'll make a video about how I do the lamb. Let me show you my spice rack. So this is all my spice rack over here, guys. This is all my spice rack. Obviously I got a lot more stuff over here as well. So a little bit of onions, a lot of garlic, you know, Lowry's seasoned salt is kind of nice, a little bit chili, a little bit paprika, taco seasoning, a little bit of that is good. I use cinnamon in the marinade, and I don't use this. This is Indian stuff. I don't use this. We had this for over a year. A little bit of ginger in the marinade. Sea salt, obviously. Salt our food, but I'm gonna use more of this guy over here. A little bit black pepper. Coriander, I really don't use. Maybe some of you guys out there can tell me if coriander is worth it or not. Like I said, cinnamon goes early on in the marinade. Bay leaves, that's oregano, I don't use. Bay leaves is more for the rice, which a lot of people don't take anyways. So, that's my pizza oven down there, guys. That's where I make my pizza. That's also where I warm up my bread. Sometimes if you leave the bread too much in there, it gets burnt like that. So I have to be careful. So let's start flipping this shit over. See how nice and juicy it is, guys? You don't want it to get too dry. You don't want it to get too burnt. Just flip it over. Like I said, guys, in about 2-3 minutes, I'll be able to cut them up in about 2-3 minutes. I like all my chicken, like my dollar bills, to look the same way. Yeah, everybody looks the same way. God damn, this is good. Smells so good, guys. Look at that. Look at that. So I'm gonna flip them over one more time, and then I'm gonna start cutting them up. It's getting kinda hot in here. I got the air condition on. So when I start cutting them up in like, what time is it on my clover? 10:24. I would say by 10:27, I'll start cutting them up. Once I start cutting them up, guys, I'm going to reduce the heat. By that time, it should be fully cooked. Reduce the heat a little bit. I'm gonna flip them over in like one more minute. I'll flip them over. See how they're kind of moving? That's because they're getting hot. Like I said, I'm gonna flip them over one more time. And then after I flip them over, I'm gonna give them another minute or two. Then I'm gonna cut them up. And then I'm gonna season them, and then I'm gonna throw them in there. So hopefully by 10:30 I'll be cutting them up. 10:35 they'll be in here. 5 minutes later I can do the same thing with the lamb, spend about 20 minutes on that, and then I'll go on my way. I'm gonna turn on the ventilator. The ventilator sucks out the cold air, but it also sucks out the hot air too, so it is what it is. See how the smoke goes up? Alright guys, I'm gonna flip them over one more time before I start cutting them up. Look at that. Good. Give him about 3 more minutes. 3 more minutes, and I'm gonna start cutting them up. Damn, that's nice. Still pink, but that's fine. Alright, give it about 3 more minutes and I'm gonna start cutting them up. I can cut them up a little bit early just to see if they're pink. Like this one is okay. See that, guys? They're okay. Yeah, they're a little pinkish, but again, in about 15 minutes, in about 10 minutes, by the time I put them in there, they'll be not pinkish, you know. See how nice and soft they are? Yeah. There to get hot. Oh yeah. Look at that. Alright guys, so I'm gonna lower the fire a little bit. Okay, that's good enough. Yeah, that's good enough. Damn, it's good. All that, guys, is chicken shawarma right there. Now I'm gonna season it a little bit, guys. So it's not the final product yet. I'm gonna give it a little bit more seasoning. Take a bite just to taste it.
And it's good.
It needs a little bit of salt, cumin,
and garlic.
That's really what it needs.
on.
Look at that, guys. Look at that. Water. What's this, guys? Just regular water. Yeah, see that, guys? Give that steam going. Get the steam. Steam it up a little bit. Now we're gonna start putting some seasoning. Like I said, we need a little bit of garlic. Not a whole lot. God, I love garlic. Garlic is done. You know what? Let's get some of the taco in there. Just a little bit of it. Not a whole lot of the taco, guys. Just a little bit. Gives it a kick. Taco seasoning. You know, guys, tacos are descendants of shawarma. A lot of you guys don't know that. Like, tacos al pastor is actually descendant of shawarma. Now, I'm going to do the seasoned salt over here. I'm going to have to put the camera down because, I have to open it. Yeah, smells good. Smells good. Okay, guys, a little bit of seasoned salt by this dude, Lowry. A little bit. You know what? Let me mix it up a little bit. The hot side of the grill, the right side of the grill is a little bit hotter than the other side. Like, that's the coolest part of the grill. Like, this here is the hottest part of it. Now let me take a taste. Damn, that's good. Look at it. A little bit parsley, nah, not really. Let me get a little bit of black pepper. Just a little bit of black pepper. Where's the cumin at? Cumin at? Where my cumin at? Hold up. Ginger, where's my cumin at? Ah, there it is. There's my cumin. Cumin and garlic, guys. That's like, and paprika. That's like Middle Eastern crap right there. Okay, let's take a... Damn, that's good. Mmm. A little bit onion. Damn pepper. A little bit onion. A little bit paprika. Oh, that's a lot of paprika. But that's fine. Paprika is good. That's fine. A little bit garlic onion. Gotta open it up. That's a lot. We need very little of that. Okay. A little bit of olive oil and sunflower. You know what? A little bit of taco. That's a taco seasoning watered down right there. Damn, that's good. Guys, we have a total of like 13 herbs and spices. I think we use more herbs and spices in fucking KFC. See? The paprika added the red to make it look more like authentic shawarma. Let's take a taste. A shitload of garlic and salt. That's really what it needs. Yep, a shitload of garlic. A little salt. Okay, let's take a taste. Only thing it's missing is the lemon, and I'm gonna do that later because it's gonna require both hands. Just a splash of lemon juice. Real lemon. A little bit more salt and that's it. We're gonna heat it up a little bit. And the reason behind it, we're gonna do the water splash. Let me go get a bottle of water. Damn, is my camera getting dirty? Oh my Yeah, I'm almost done. So we got some water. Let's do it. Okay, one last time. Okay, one last taste. That's fucking good. Okay, that's it. Otherwise, I'm gonna eat it all. All right, we're done. Maybe a little bit more salt, that's it. That's it, that's all we need, a little bit more salt. Allah. What the hell is that? Yep, I'm guessing I've seen it. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, one more test. Oh, that's too big. That's perfect. Only thing it's missing is a splash of lemon. And maybe cilantro or parsley, like fresh cilantro or parsley, but that's not needed. Okay, that's optional. All right, guys. So this is how I show Coach Bitch Pill how to cook chicken shawarma. That way he doesn't suck Big D at the local truck stop in Brisbane, Australia. And I'm gonna see you for the lamb soon. Okay, see you soon. Bye.